John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Listen to the aviation situation. Another update here. New Zealand has delayed reopening its border to Australia till the end of February, amid fears opening will allow Omicron into the country. Now, the Ardern government had planned to allow fully vaccinated Kiwis living in Australia to return home from the 17th of January, but their COVID chief over there said the delay would allow the majority of fully vaccinated New Zealanders to receive a booster shot and be better protected against Omicron. Gee, it's confusing, isn't it? Very, very confusing. Look at this situation down in New South Wales too. A whole lot of people saying, oh, I couldn't get the test because it wasn't going to get back in time, so I've cancelled my flight to Queensland. Of course, here you've got cancellations galore at our accommodation houses. It's just bizarre, the mishandling of this whole matter. Anyway, let's get to the New Zealand issue. I've got Geoffrey Thomas on the line, Editor-in-Chief at AirlineRatings.com. G'day, Geoffrey.
John, how are you?
Have you ever known confusion like this?
No, I think this brings it to a whole new level, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Let's go to the Kiwi situation. I mean, she's saying, well, this will give the chance for our Kiwis over here to get their booster shot and make them better prepared. I'm just thinking about this number of plans that would have been made around that date, January 17. A whole lot of people over there must be scratching their noggins and wondering if they're going to survive in business.
Yeah, look, absolutely. It's a very, very difficult, very, very difficult situation. You know, right around Australia as well, there's a tremendous amount of confusion and whatnot. So
the airline side of it, you're across, well, I don't know how across anybody can be, but, you know, this business down in New South Wales, we've had huge cancellations, and I'm thinking, well, they've cancelled their holidays, they've cancelled their flights, so it's impacting on the airlines as well directly.
Look, it is, and unfortunately, one of the issues around Australia is the wide variety of standards from state to state to state, and, you know, the different regulations, the different reactions.
Yes.
It is really a bugger's muddle. And it is also a bugger's muddle right around the world. It's not just Australia, it's all over the world. It's the same sort of thing, different perspectives on it. The only good news is that the Omicron pandemic in South Africa, where it started, the number of cases has plummeted. So it seems as though it's run out of steam there.
Really?
Yes. So hopefully, while it's far more infectious, we know that, the number of people in ICU has not spiked, and the number of people in hospital has not spiked, and nor has the number of deaths. So from that perspective, it's not as dangerous. Mm. And, of course, the government's now sort of said, you know, bringing forward the third dose. So hopefully, you know, after another month or so of pain, life might start to return to more normal conditions, maybe into February.
Geoffrey, those figures yesterday were just stunning. Front page of The Australian. Across Australia, population, I don't know, say 26 million. There were 37 people in hospital with Omicron, 37 across the nation.
Yes, I know. And I think one of the things we ought to be doing when we do give these numbers, you say, all right, there's 37 people in ICU across Australia.
No, that was just in hospital, not even ICU. In ICU. Okay,
but of those 37, 36 were unvaccinated. And we have to start publishing those sorts of numbers to sort of get those people who are not vaccinated to be vaccinated. And the other thing we have to do is introduce more restrictions on the unvaccinated and say, look, I'm really, really sorry. But you know, if you're not vaccinated, you're just not doing a whole bunch of things that you want to do, and that'll force people to get vaccinated and basically eliminate the problem.
Geoffrey, with this stop start in New Zealand, I'm just wondering now with all the other airlines, you know, they were talking about Singapore coming into Cairns, Japan coming into Cairns with Qantas or whatever. But is there a question mark about those plans too now with those other international links between Cairns and those other countries?
Look, no, because you see, Omicron and Delta and all those sort of things, overseas, the situation's far, far worse than it is in Australia, far worse. Mm. So we are seen as a very safe haven. Once things do open up, I believe that airlines will be scrambling to fly to Australia, to fly to Cairns, to fly to the Queensland tourism's precincts right up and down the coast there. I think we'll be seen as a really great place to fly. I mean, where would you rather fly, you know, here or England? Well, wow, England's got about, 80,000 cases a day. We've got, 3 or 4,000, whatever it is. We are far, far safer here. And I think we're in for a real bonanza from the point of view of tourism once we get over this hump.
Very well said. Well, that's encouraging, Geoffrey. Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Lovely. And very Merry Christmas to you, John, and your listeners.
And to you, Geoffrey, and thank you for all your help through the year. Geoffrey Thomas on the line there, Editor-in-Chief at AirlineRatings.com. 22 to 12, and here's Cactus.